Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our summer Grow Through the Bible reading plan, which coincides with our summer sermon series, Crazy Stuff Jesus Said. Please feel free to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Senior Pastor Larry Trotter. The scripture is Acts chapter 10, verses 1 through 48. If you haven't already done so, we encourage you to pause the podcast, read the scriptures, and come back for the reflection.
There's an old joke where St. Peter is showing around, and you can insert denomination there, who just arrived in heaven. Touring the many mansions, they passed one with no windows. When the person started to ask who lived there, St. Peter quietly shushed them, and said, "It's the," insert another denomination. They think they're the only ones here. The joke is funny because, sadly, it's based on more than a small kernel of truth. For as long as folks have been worshiping God, there have been tribes and sects and fellowships and denominations who thought they had the inside track on truth and one of those mansions on a golden street near the pearly gates. The fact is, heaven, and who gets to call it eternal home, is strictly God's domain and decision. And the minute we think we have it all figured out and know who's in, we read a passage like this and realize we don't really understand the rules. This is a lengthy passage with lots of fascinating details, but there is one overarching dynamic that rises above all the intrigue. God is constantly working out His will in people's lives in ways we sometimes see, but often don't. In the passage, a Roman centurion and his family are worshiping God as best they understand and serving the needy. You know, I can't help but wonder if he had heard the story about the centurion who was there at the crucifixion. Anyway, he has a vision that prompts him to send for Peter, who was also having a vision that expanded the mission to make disciples beyond Jewish folks and opened the door for Gentiles, like the centurion and his family, and you and me for that matter, to be saved. 1,700 years later, an Anglican priest with a heart for evangelism named John Wesley might have pointed to this story and called it a textbook example of prevenient grace, which, in essence, is God working things out behind the scenes. I love the moment where Peter is recounting all that has happened, trying to make sense of it, and the Holy Spirit breaks in, and the centurion and a crowd of family and friends start speaking in tongues. Nothing left to do but baptize them and have a party. I've long since given up on trying to discern who I'll see in heaven. And notice I didn't say, if I get to heaven, because it's all God and not me. Simple faith in Christ is all that's required. Though, why would we not respond to such grace by living for God on this side of those golden streets? In fact, I have found that if I will just share my story of grace with others, God can turn it into prevenient grace that might just open the door to heaven for someone else. And that's no joke. Let us pray. God of mystery and grace beyond comprehension, thank you for reserving a mansion for me through the goodness of Christ and His great sacrifice. Please show me today how I can be a part of your mysterious behind-the-scenes actions that might lead someone else into your beautifully spacious heart of grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United, and we would love to hear from you. To contact us, please send an email to podcasts@concordunited.org with Daily Devotional in the subject line. For more information on Concord United Methodist Church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Crazy Stuff Jesus Said. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.